Pennsylvania to Auburn, where Mary Jane is. Hi, Mary Jane. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. How are you?
Well, I'm seeing the sun is coming out a little, so I feel better.
Yeah, it is. That's great. Well, I am a patient at your clinic. Dr. Sherman is my doctor. I love him. He's wonderful.
Sure is.
But he is really a great guy. He's helped my brother-in-law, too. I recommended him to him, and he completely got rid of what he had going on.
Yay!
So, anyway, yeah, he's a good doctor. You got some good people there. But a question I had, because my husband and I just found this out the other day, is he was diagnosed with, is it squamous cancer?
Squamous cell cancer. That's your husband?
That's my husband, and I was just diagnosed with basal cell.
Oh, my.
So I'm trying to figure out, I've been using frankincense on this since they've taken the biopsy. So are we going to have to go through any kind of radiation? Not that we will, but are they going to tell us that we'll have to, or do we have something all natural that we can start using?
Okay, ma'am. I want you to go as soon as you can online, okay?
Okay.
And go to a website called Curaderm, C-U-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's .net, and I'm just checking that. Checking that right now.
Is it curaderm.net or just c-u-r-a.net?
Nope, c-u-r-a-d-e-r-m.net.
Okay.
And I just put it in there, and let's see what they're telling us. Yes, this is the right website, so please go read about something called BEC5. It's also called Curaderm. Now, this remedy, ma'am, was put together by a brilliant research scientist from Australia, Dr. Bill Cham. He actually discovered an extract from a plant. And by the way, he wrote a book on this too, which you can get at Thomas Clinic Dispensary. It's called The Eggplant Cancer Cure. This stuff is found in eggplant. It's found in the whole Solanaceae family, which is the eggplant and the green peppers and so forth. Anyway, this stuff is capable of attaching to the membrane of a skin cancer only, not normal cells, not normal skin cells. That's very important. And it'll attach to squamous cell and it'll attach to basal cell, as the book tells you, The Eggplant Cancer Cure. All right. After it attaches to the membrane of that cancer cell, and remember, it cannot attach to normal cells, it is taken into the cell where it goes to a place where the cell stores enzymes, those are called lysosomes, and it ruptures them, and the cancer cell digests itself to death. I am not kidding you. This is an Australian cancer cure, and it cured 70,000 people in Australia of skin cancer before the Australasian Society of Dermatologists complained to their equivalent of the FDA down there, because they said, oh my goodness, only doctors should treat skin cancer. And the Australian FDA put it on prescription, and so, my goodness, people couldn't get it anymore because the dermatologist wouldn't prescribe it, even though Dr. Cham had sold over the counter over 70,000, and he asked people to tell him when the skin cancer wasn't cured. It's such a sad story. And then a company back on the East Coast called Lane Laboratories, they had it on the market, Lane Laboratories in the United States. And it was curing cancer left and right. This is skin cancer only. I'm not talking about all cancers. I'm talking about skin cancers.
Right.
And, oh, my goodness, the FDA fined him $2 million because it wasn't, quote, approved, unquote. And they shut him down on doing this. So please, please, please read on the internet, on that Curaderm.net, and then pick up that book called The Eggplant Cancer Cure. And if either one of you, are, ooh, we need all the scientific details we can get, there's a second book, which is called Inspired by Nature, Proven by Science. And that gives you all of these footnotes that you can look up if you feel like it. And both books have pictures before and after the skin cancer. And it seems hard to believe, ma'am, but I've seen it because people have bought some of this stuff. And then they've come back in to show what happened to the various clinic doctors. The skin cancer is gone usually in 2 to 3 months. I'm not kidding.
Okay, well, this is what I don't quite understand. Like the little spot on my chest, when I first noticed that I had it, I started putting hydrogen peroxide on it, stronger than the one you buy in the store. I bought a, you know, the big bottle of the pure strength.
Yes, ma'am.
And I started, diluted it just a little bit, and I started putting it on that spot. And I did that over and over and over and over, probably 3-4 times a day. About a month and a half later, I woke up in the morning, I had all this blood all over my chest. And I went, wow, that was weird. And I think it's because I know cancer wants to make its own, you know, blood vessels to tap in.
Yes,
so they can have its own blood supply. So that ruptured. And then I started using the frankincense. Now, if this spot goes away, does that mean the cancer's gone, or can that still be inside the flesh? You know what I'm saying?
It can, ma'am, and that's the what I would call the beauty of this remedy that Dr. Cham came up with. Namely, it will chase the cancer cells as far deep into the flesh as they go. If the cancer cell came to the surface, it will follow and follow and follow as far as the roots of that cancer go, but it won't go any further because it can't get into normal cells.
Okay. Well, that's what I was wondering. We kept saying, well, if our skin looks normal again, do we still have cancer in there? I mean, because, you know, they always want to do radiation on it and this and that, and I'm not into that, any of that.
This is another sad, sad story, ma'am, but this stuff has been proven scientifically to cure cancers, the skin cancer of squamous and the skin cancer of the basal cell, those two, it'll cure them. The only ones you can't cure that are squamous or basal, if it's way in the back of the throat, and how are you going to get this stuff on there and put a bandage over it, occlusion bandage? But other than that, please read about it. And,
I will, and so curaderm.net, and it's called
BEC5. You'll find that title on the net too.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We were in your Tahoma dispensary just the other day and found some stuff in there. So,
and they've got the books there, ma'am.
Thank you.
They've got the books.
Yeah, we love you guys, and we're so thrilled that there's people like you out there. Thank you so much.